Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and he is fresh off of his trip where he was out there teaching people, teaching good people how to kill bad people, that being Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I know we've missed each other the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I was sick, and then you were on the road.
Yeah. But now we're both in a fixed position.
In a fixed position. I'm still sick, and you probably wish you were on the road, but we're in a fixed position, so this should work out fairly well. Tell me.
No,
about,
I'm actually. Mm-hmm. Tell you about the class,
please.
All right. No, I was going to say that this weekend I'm perfectly happy to be home because my beautiful grandbabies are here. My beautiful granddaughters are here. So that's always a good thing.
Right.
So, yeah, last week we had our martial application of the pistol, or I'm sorry, the rifle class. And essentially it's the use of a self-loading rifle as a fighting tool. Now, we do, obviously, well, maybe not obviously if you haven't been listening, but we do the precision rifle class every year in Wyoming at our long range. And that's fantastic, and it's a lot of fun. But I think many Americans get deluded, or they're misinformed. They believe that, well, a rifle is a good tool for distance shooting, but if it's going to be close up, like in my driveway or in my garage or inside of my house or whatever, that I don't really want a rifle. And the truth is, yes, you do. A rifle is a far better fight-stopping tool than a handgun ever could hope to be. And so, when it comes to defending your home, you know, you don't get to decide who and what creatures are going to invade your home. All you get to decide is how you're going to respond to it.
Right.
And, you know, we teach people to fight with, whether it's an AK or an AR, or we've only had AKs and ARs so far. We haven't had anybody show up with like DeBoers or, you know,
what do you think of
mini 14s? I think it's fine.
The way it feels, the weight distribution on it for me seems a little weird.
Well, I mean, it is because, you know, most of the, and, you know, the good thing with the bullpups is they do put the weight back towards the shooter, not out in front of you, you know, which is a plus. That's definitely a plus. Of all the bullpups that have been produced in the last 40 years or so, that's probably one of the better ones. And I don't have experience with the current 5.56 Kel-Tec. I had a lot of experience with the 7.62 by 51 NATO, you know, the 308 Kel-Tec, the RFB, the forward ejecting bullpup. That's a really solid gun, and it's a very interesting gun. And for a 308, it's very controllable and semi-automatic.
Right.
But I digress. So yeah, we had a number of students come out, and we spent two full days using our rifles as fighting tools. And, you know, I truly believe that people just, they need to understand that a rifle is meant for fighting. That's what it's designed for, and every American citizen should have a fighting rifle in their possession.
Right. So let me ask you this, and I'm very curious about this. Now, I know that you train people to reach out long range with those guns in their fairly standard configuration. Should it be that when we're looking at these things, is there a sweet spot to hit on, say, an AR? as far as barrel length and everything else, to where it will work for both really, really well. And you don't have to sit back and say, oh, well, I need a precision rifle. All I need a hunting rifle. All I need are this. All I need, to where you can just make that one gun. Is there a sweet spot for that, a sweet sort of configuration?
Kind of yes, kind of no. Depends on, you know, what is your primary goal? You know, you're like, you say, you look at the tool and you say, what is the goal of this tool? You know, I'm actually sitting in my garage right now talking to you so that the grandbabies don't run up and, and make noise while we're on the radio. But I'm looking at a sledgehammer. I see I got a 10-pound sledgehammer in my garage. But I also have, and I can also see, a claw hammer. Now, they're both hammers, right? And if I decided that I needed to turn a cinder block into little tiny pieces, should I do it with a claw hammer? Yeah.
Right.
Would it take me a while? Yeah. Would it be way more efficient for me to use the 10-pound sledge? Absolutely. But I'm not going to take that 10-pound sledge and go repair the chicken barn with it. No, I'm going to use the claw hammer. So when we look at our firearms, we need to, you know, be honest with ourselves and say, all right, what do I hope to accomplish with this, or what do I plan to accomplish with this? And, you know, with the AR or the AK, but let's just say it's an AR, if you're going to put a red dot on it, you say, well, where should I zero it? You know, most people will BZO, battle sight zero, their red dots at 25 yards or 25 meters. If the military does it at meters. Because if you do that, your point of aim, point of impact, pretty much good on a human-sized target from right in your face out to 50 yards, 60 yards, 70 yards.
Right.
Or 100 yards, 150 even. Now, then you have to get into people who address, like, you can't shoot someone 100 yards with a rifle because, you know, you can't prove that you were in fear for your life. Well, yeah, maybe. But if another person has a rifle and they're shooting at me, and they're 100 yards away, they've got a rifle and I've got a rifle, and they're shooting at me, I'm in fear for my life. You know?
Right.
I remember still vividly, most people don't, but the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And this, the thug element, as soon as they realized the police weren't coming, they broke into all of the pawn shops and gun stores and everything, and stole everything they could get their hands on. And one of the things they were doing was they were going up into the parking garages and onto the third and fourth floors of buildings and just randomly shooting at people.
Right.
You know? So how do you deal with that threat? Is that actually a threat? Well, it could be.
Well, it comes down to context, right? It comes down to whoever, if the assailant is trying to take shots at you.
Yeah.
And he's missing, that's either due to lack of skill or dumb luck, right?
Or lack of opportunity to get to this point, yeah.
So, context means a lot. I had one lieutenant at Fort Polk. The only thing I had a lieutenant at Fort Polk. He was the only thing worth ever considering coming out of Fort Polk. He taught me two things. He told me, Sergeant Freddie, friendly fire isn't. And he said, tracers work both ways.
Yep.
And that was the only two things I got away from that. But I mean, that does come into play. A fair amount. So we're about to bump into the break. So when we get back, what I want to do is I want to say, okay, Professor Markle, if you're building my AR and it's going to be the best of all worlds that I could possibly run into in an event where things really get sideways, give me the main points, and we'll let you do that. Paul runs Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun is, it's very hard to pigeonhole it and say this is what it is. You can buy books at studentofthegun.com. You can watch instructional videos at studentofthegun.com. You can register for classes at studentofthegun.com. You can also become a member of Student of the Gun University at studentofthegun.com. And getting out there and trying to tell you this is what Paul is, I'm not even going to try it anymore. I'm just going to tell you where the website is. That's really something you need to go because, I'm doing it. I'm always going to leave something out because Student of the Gun is a lot of things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
¶¶ Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And on the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. Now, I know that you made the Lexington and Concord rifle. Would that be the basis that we would built for you by Spikes Tactical? Would that be the basis for the do everything gun to begin with?
Yes, actually it would. You know, that your question, like, if you were going to build a gun from the ground up as an overall, you know, useful firearm, useful tool, you know, that would be it. that would be the gun. And the only difference, let's say you wanted to take it out and you wanted to kill prairie dogs or groundhogs or, you know, whatever with it. The only thing you'd have to do is just add an optic, you know, add a magnified optic, zero it, and you're good to, you know, you're good to go. It comes out of the box ready to go, with the it's got the Magpul, backup sights. It's got the, you know, the night vision tritium front sight. It's got the flashlight mount or the light mount, and you know, it comes ready to go. But the main thing that I wanted to do with that rifle in for any fighting tool, a fighting tool has to be first and foremost robust and reliable. Reliability has to come first. And, you know, people who delude themselves are like, no, accuracy has to come first. It's like, dude, the accuracy's already there. It's the 21st century. We're pretty much at the zenith of barrel manufacturing in our world. To make a bad, they would have to try to deliberately make a bad barrel. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but the chances of you getting a quote bad barrel are about as much likely as you winning your state's Powerball lottery. It's just not really an issue. People who say, well, my gun isn't accurate enough, I say, okay, that's a cool story. Yes, it is. And you just need to get down behind it and learn to use that tool. If you really feel like the gun isn't accurate enough or whatever, sell it and get another one.
Right.
But I bet you that the next one you buy probably won't be accurate enough either. But the guns are, you know, it needs to be reliable. It needs to be reliable, and it needs to be both reliable and robust. And when I mean robust, I mean it cannot have any fragile parts on it. No fragile match triggers, no fragile extended, double-sided, oversized controls. That's, you're asking for trouble. Every time you, when you take the manufacturer's standard controls, especially with the AR, because if you look at the AR, we've got what? Going on 60 years of development and use of that. And there's a reason it's designed the way it is. There's a reason the controls are the way they are. And, you know, don't think that they didn't have the opportunity to put oversized paddles on the thing or extra, you know. I had an experience years and years and years ago with a 308 AR, and it was a, I won't say the brand, but it was a company that was making guns for a military contract. Okay. And the people spec'd, the military people spec'd an ambidextrous safety on this gun.
Okay.
I was like, okay. Well, we were shooting, and I had gloves on, and I fired, and then I attempted to fire another shot, and it didn't fire. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Well, what was happening is that when you put these, like on an AR, if you put an ambi safety on it, the chances of you knocking that safety back on with the other side of your hand,
right?
You know, think about how you're holding it, or especially with gloves, are very high, and that's exactly what happened. So, you know, before you add stuff to your gun, take your gun out and run it. Take it to a 2-day class and run it. And then after once you're done, come out on the other side with some actual genuine experience and, you know, 400 or 500 rounds worth of experience, then decide whether or not you really feel like you need to put, you know, oversized, extended, you know, this is the mats and the others. Because we have that all the time. We have these debates with ourselves about what's the best this or that to put on a gun. And the truth of the matter is, you could answer all these questions yourself if you had experience and training.
Well, you know, like one thing that I used to put on every gun, and I don't do it anymore at all, was an extended mag release. Mm-hmm. Because with certain holsters, I'd be running around and, you know, I would, the holster would inadvertently just, with me moving around, it would push that extended mag release. I draw the gun and the magazine falls out.
Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying is that before you get out there and start making it, modifying it to the degree to where it has everything you could possibly want, you need to figure out what is actually everything you possibly might need and hold it there. Simplicity, more simplicity.
Yes. It needs to be robust, reliable, easy to function in all conditions. And the, you know, if it comes from a reliable manufacturer, the accuracy will be there.
Right.
That's not, yeah.
I've always thought the accuracy in an AR comes from the upper, just the way it handles the heat. Am I right about that?
Well, I mean, you know, the barrel manufacturing today is, like I said, you know, we've been working on the thing for 60 years. You think we've probably got it right by now.
So would we be looking at a 16-inch barrel? Is a 16-inch barrel good enough?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people don't want to. You don't want to SBR your gun. You don't want to wait for, you know, a special tax stamp or anything. And, you know, given the world in which we currently live, just get a 16-inch barrel.
Yeah. Or you can get a pistol config if you want to, because right now that seems to be laid to bed for the moment. You need a short gun. But what about the guys that are out? What about 14 and a half with, you know, pin? What about that?
Well, you know, that's great as long as you decide that you never want to change your muzzle configuration.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
If you sometime down the line you say, man, I sure would like to install a suppressor on this. They're like, well, cool. Now you're going to have to take it to somebody and they're going to have to heat it up and they're going to have to remove that, you know, with serious tools and then reconfigure it. Now you could. You know, if you thought you, but the thing is, you could get an adapter pinned and welded. But if you get that adapter, then you have to go with that brand of suppressor, whatever
right.
that happens
right.
to be. So, I mean, yeah, it's if you decide, you know what, I'm never going to want to put a suppressor on this and I'm never going to want to change the muzzle device, then okay, fine. Go ahead and do that. But, you know, if you can see into the future, you know, there's a lot of times I thought that I was done messing with something, and then a couple of years later I realized, you know what, I probably could improve that. Or I wanted to take it to the field and do X or Y with it, so I made a change.
Well, we'll explore that a little deeper when we get in here, and you'll tell me what kind of shots and everything these guys were taking. Studentofthegun.com, that's where the website is. Go sign up to Student of the Gun University. That's well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday that Johnson's days as speaker are numbered after he supported additional military aid for Ukraine. A powerful storm system unleashed tornadoes across the central U.S., resulting in the deaths of at least five people, including a baby. Four of the fatalities occurred due to twisters in Oklahoma over the weekend, with a four-month-old among them. Cleanup and recovery operations are underway across the region, with reports of extensive damage and destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service is set to undergo a price increase just ahead of the Summer Olympics. Starting July 18th, the monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will rise by $2 to $7.99 for new subscribers. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, the professor. So with this class, was the classes that you were teaching this past weekend, is that more in line with the fighting aspect of it, or is it more in line with, okay, this is the fighting aspect, but your mission may shift and you may need to do this? How did it work out?
No, I mean, the martial application of the rifle class is essentially using the AR, the AK, as a fighting tool, as a close quarters fighting tool. And so, you know, for the 2 days, depending on the drill, you might be 3 to 5 yards away from the target, or you might be 10 to 15 or 25. About the farthest we get away from the target in that class is 50 yards. So it's kind of a thing. You know, think about it. If you were to use a rifle as a fighting tool on your property, you know, what would be the reasonable distances that you would use it as? And the primary thing that we try and get people comfortable with is running the gun like a fighting tool. You know, keeping your dominant, you know, the dominant hand, which is, whether it's right or left, but the dominant hand dominates the gun. It holds the gun. It controls the gun. And then the support hand, which is your other side, supports. The support hand finds extra ammo. The support hand runs the charging handle, you know, runs the bolt. The support hand, you know, removes empty magazines, puts in new magazines. The support hand helps you clear stoppages and so on and so forth. It's essentially getting people to use an AR or use a rifle like a fighting tool, not like a 9-iron or a golf club or, you know, baseball bat or what have you. And that is that, you know, that's the goal. That's the mission. And then of course to leave when they're done with a level of confidence in their own skills, as well as a whole, you know, bag of tricks, a whole list of drills to do when they get home. And see, that's something that we see. You know, if you go to a public range, and I try to stay away from public ranges as much as I can, although I'm kind of spoiled. I'm out here in the mountains.
Right.
And I, you know, I'll go to the range and it'll just be me, and I'll never see another person the whole time I'm there, you know, or I can go out into the BLM land and set up my targets, you know, drive my truck out there, set targets up, shoot and go away. But we see this at these, you know, eastern public ranges where people go out and they just mag dump, you know,
yeah.
They stuff their mags full, they throw milk jugs or 2 liter soda bottles or whatever, or maybe they go so far as to, is to tape some paper on a cardboard box and stick it downrange. And, you know, they stand there for 15, 20 minutes just blasting away, mag dumping, basically. And, you know, after a half an hour, 45 minutes, there's 100 empty pieces of brass on the ground. And the question is what training value did you get from that other than developing a terrible trigger flinch, you know?
Yeah.
Then the answer probably is not a whole lot. So when people leave the class, they've got, you know, a whole bag of tricks, basically, of different types of drills that they can go and practice to improve their skill and actually get the most out of their ammo investment and their time investment, and not just, you know, shoot at milk jugs or 2 liter bottles or whatever.
Right. Well, you know, I've been trying to, with a long gun involved, first of all, I did have a secondary weapon, but my secondary weapon when I was in the military was a .45 ACP, and that's if I was popping out of my armored personnel carrier, because my primary weapon was an M60. And I wasn't exactly going to pop out of the porthole with that one. Well, now was I? So I had to have that. Nowadays, we never did transitions. We didn't have sidearms in the military when I was in the military.
No.
We didn't have those. So now, So now, but the thing is with me, one of the things I've come to understand is that if I do have to transition from a long gun to a handgun and I'm in a fight with a long gun to begin with, things are probably dire. Because why would I transition from a long gun to a handgun when the long gun's working? Why would I do that?
Well, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, unless, you know, the long gun is supposed to be making noise. You expected it to make noise, and for whatever reason, it decided it's not making noise.
If it's,
and
that's the dire, you know, problem there, right there when it quits.
Yeah, there could be any number of reasons. We don't know, you know, imperfect world. And, you know, if somebody is 7 yards away from you with a gun trying to kill you, and you pause to stop and look at your gun like a hog staring at a wristwatch, you know, you just lost the momentum in that fight.
Right.
And momentum, you know, and momentum is a tactic, and you've got to maintain the momentum. And the best way to maintain the momentum is throwing hot rocks downrange. And, you know, if you have it, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't carry a second gun, or I won't have a gun, or whatever. It's like, well, that's cool. You know, if you don't have one and you don't carry one, great. Just, you know, live your life. But we tell people, like, look, if you're going to carry the second gun, we see this all the time, you know, the Instagram models, these people, you know, on TikTok and Instagram, with their second guns and their battle belts and their war belts and all that. It's like, that's cool. Do you ever actually practice transitioning from a downed long gun to a handgun? Because if you don't practice it, it's, that skill's not going to be there.
Right.
It's just not going to magically materialize in the midst of a crisis.
Well, I think one of the things that people, like in my particular case where I never trained that way, even when I was in the military and I had the time and the people there to train me that way, we didn't do that. So now I have to go find other people to do that if I'm going to do it, or try to get some pointers and film it and then show it to you, show it to Dave, and see what you guys have to say about it. And but the thing about it is that I have never, ever had a bolt override with an AR-15 or an M-16. Never, ever. Never had one. I've had one that I did not clean when I first got it, that stopped denting the,
It wasn't hitting. It was doing light strikes on the so. But you know, I learned that lesson, and now I lube everything up before I take it out on the range. So the fact of the matter is, I guess my question becomes: can we get too wrapped up in the details of all the cool stuff when we're trying to train, and we need to be spending more time on the really basic stuff when we're training?
Oh, absolutely. You need to be focusing on the fundamentals of marksmanship and running the gun. And, you know, generally what we see on day one, we see more stoppages. I see more stoppages on day one than I do on day two. And you're like, well, why is that? Well, most stoppages are induced by humans. They're induced by the user doing something wrong. Either they didn't insert the magazine and make sure it was seated. You know, they shoved it in and they got a friction hold, but it didn't actually lock. And then they, you know, put the safety off, press the trigger, it goes click, and the magazine falls out. You know, things of that nature. Or, you know, they don't run the bolt 100%. They don't, you know, they try and draw it back, or, and people will, you do crazy stuff like try and ride the bolt back with their hand.
Right.
And, you know, ease it back, or, and then I've seen people ease it down, and then the bolt doesn't seat fully. And let me tell you what, if the bolt's not seated, the gun's not going to fire. That's just the way those things work. You know, we see a lot of that on the first day. We see, you know, shooter induced stoppages, and it's just because they're not running the gun. And they need to get that safe and confident.
Yeah, do me this favor. Hang on for me one last time. Coming up on the last break, Paul Markle, he runs studentofthegun.com, Student of the Gun University. Just came off the road from teaching studentofthegun.com. You need to go look at it, because I can't do it justice. I can tell you all the things you can find, and I'm still going to miss something. So go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, on the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Just came off of this class and everything, and the reason I've been asking him all these questions is recently a lot of people have been talking about this thing that's referred to as the offensive handgun concept, which is basically, in my way of understanding, where you would actually undertake offensive operations with your sidearm versus your long gun. And I'm sure there's a whole host of reasons, but primarily because that's what you have on you. Now, Mr. Markle, if you would be so kind, are we getting a little too much in the weeds with some of the details on this, where we get out there and say, well, of course, you may have to employ the offensive handgun concept because you may have to do offensive operations with the handgun? Shouldn't we just be going, okay, now we got to shoot and move and train that way?
Yeah, we really do ourselves a disservice, I think, I guess that's just one way of thinking about it. You know, that I wrote an article years ago called The Failed Strategy of Defense, and I won't get into it now, but essentially, you know, we delude ourselves as Americans in this idea that we're only allowed to use a gun if we're defending ourselves, and defense comes after. You know, people say ridiculous things like, you will shoot fire only if fired upon, you know,
right?
Never throw the first punch, you know, yada yada. You probably heard that growing up,
right?
And the people who say never throw the first punch in a fight, so if Chuck Liddell becomes angry with me, or you know, Mike Tyson, or you fill in the blank, becomes cross with me, I should let them hit me first and then react after they've hit me. You know, if Tyson or Liddell or, you know, fill in the blank hits me first, I may not get, that might be it.
Well, won't the reaction be unconsciousness?
Yeah, the reaction is going to be unconscious or broken jaw. You know, and this fire only if fired upon. So what you're saying is you're betting that the person who's going to fire on you isn't going to kill you immediately. So we get wrapped around the axle with this defense offense. You know, the fact of the matter is, as a civilized nation and, you know, as a society, we have basic rules about the use of deadly force. And as long as we understand those rules, you know, what's legal, moral, and justifiable, as long as we understand those rules, we can call it whatever we want. I mean, we can call it Rumpelstiltskin gunfighting if you want. But the fact of the matter is, the function is the same. And see, that's where I think we kind of lose it, where people are like, well, in a defensive handgun class, we're going to shoot the gun like this. We're going to hold it like this, and we're going to aim it like this. But in an offensive gun, you know, I would be really curious as to how the actual technique of holding, shooting, you know, reloading, loading, whatever, differs. How does it differ? I mean, the problem is still the problem. The problem is that there's a humanoid monster that wants me to die,
right?
And I want to make that not happen. So this is how I'm going to hold the gun. I mean, fundamental marksmanship is fundamental marksmanship. The gun doesn't know whether there's a piece of cardboard downrange or a piece of steel or a human that's trying to kill me. The gun doesn't know the difference. The bullet's going to fly the same. The gun's going to function the exact same, whether there's cardboard downrange or, you know, a 280-pound lunatic who wants to split my skull open.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Well, I guess, see, for me, the way I shoot and the reason I shoot the way I shoot is because I do not believe in a fair fight. And if I get the idea that somebody is shooting at me and they miss, well, thanks for pure dumb luck. But at the same time, let's make sure that they don't get a second chance to miss. And that's my approach. But, I mean, the other thing about my approach is that I'm thinking that I have to have a combination of speed and accuracy to make this work with a little movement built into it. And that's about it. I need to understand how to use cover and concealment. I need to understand the difference between those two things. And train to the limits that my physical body will let me go. Right. And,
yep.
But getting out there and starting to put all these labels on it, to me, that sort of begins to, muddy the water, if you will. Like one of the guns that gets brought up in the first idea of the offensive handgun concept was the Roland Special. Do you remember that one?
No, remind me.
So this was a gun with an optic, which every gun has an optic now, and it had a flashlight, and it had a flashlight now, and it had a compensator on it. And the only thing, it was a Glock 19. And they made the Roland Special, and to that end, part of it is that you're adding attributes to the gun that make it easier to shoot the gun in an offensive manner. But wouldn't training with it on a regular basis negate the need? Isn't it fewer parts better off? Simpler is better off.
Yeah. You know, I mean, can you shoot better with a red dot optic than with iron sights? Yes, you can. Do you have to have it? No, you don't. But you know, if you have the skills, and then that's, brother, this is where we always end up as Americans. We try to make up for a lack of skill by buying crap to screw onto our guns.
Right.
You know, we believe that if we screw enough crap onto our guns, that will make up for a lack of skill, practice, training, whatever. And that's never the case. It's just an expensive range toy. So first, get the skill. Develop the skill. Master the tool. And then if you want to put a red dot on it, great. If you want to put a light on it, great. You know, if you want to put a compensator on it, you're not a very smart human and you don't understand physics regarding a handgun. But get the skill first, get the training,
right.
Develop the skill, and then you'll have, you know, the real knowledge and understanding on what should go on a gun.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well, you know, my thought is that you get to a point of diminishing returns with some things. You could put plenty of things on a gun. Right. And some may yield some sort of but once you stop gaining percentages of edge mechanically on it, it all really comes back down to who's behind the gun, right? I mean, somebody like you, if the only gun in the room is a high point, you're going to grab the high point and go out there and start, and you're going to use the skill set that you use on other guns besides high point and go with that and just deal with that, because it's always been about the guy behind the gun, right?
Absolutely. We used to encounter that all the time when I was working with the military and they had to shoot M9 Berettas. And, you know, guys would come up, men would come out there and they're like, oh, well, if I had my my Kimber, if I had my this, if I had this, I'd be doing way better, you know, because they're shooting a target and it looks like they're patterning buckshot.
Right.
And they tell me, oh, if I had my Kimber, I'd be doing way better. No, you wouldn't. Stop lying. No, you wouldn't. Use the tool that you've got and make it work and quit looking for excuses. Well, that, I guess that makes me mean.
Well, I mean, I learned this the hard way. I mean, when I was in my ascendancy of trying to learn how to shoot video, I kept wanting to buy the latest camera that came out. And then I came to this point where I said, well, it's not about the camera. It's about me. It's about what technique and how do I shoot and how do I set it up and how do I light it. And it's all about the approach with the tool. The tool is a very small consideration in my mind's eye. So.
Yep. Brother, as a photographer, do you remember the brand Yashica?
I do, but that'll be a conversation we have to have for another day. Are you shooting film now? Is that what you're telling me? Are you shooting film?
No, that was my first SLR.
Okay.
Yashica.
Okay, yeah. Well, those were the good old days when we had Yashica and, Nikon was really big and Canon was big, and some of them are still here and some of them not. Studentofthegun.com. You need to go check that out. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.